Thank you. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see. We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yes, always. I'm always past that. Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
We have to start a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July.
Hang on.
You go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me my sense. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
Listen, can we just...
Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. You didn't leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July? No, you don't really mean every July. But that's a best bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. There's too much directing around here. Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Janstangeland.
Fraction more on the wall, that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus freeze the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp coating. Oh, that's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good. Here under protest is beef burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you know that. You want one more?